go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 873.
Today we have a question from Ian, who asks...
Before the question, maybe I'll be the first person to point out that there now seems to be an auto-bleeper somewhere in the podcast pipeline, which has transformed your enthusiastic recommendation to Archivos is F you!
Oops. Sorry about that. I keep the bleep in the stash track in my project, and I evidently accidentally dragged it down with the Archivos ad. But I'm glad it was amusing.
Now, on to the question. You mentioned recently that you plan to concentrate on nonfiction in the future. Do I understand correctly, and is this a pivot? Did I understand correctly that this is a pivot? Is this a pivot to use startup jargon?
You want to try that again?
On to the question. You mentioned recently that you plan to concentrate on nonfiction in the future. Did I understand correctly? And is this a pivot to use startup jargon?
Half correctly. I am concentrating more on nonfiction over the next few years because I've found that I have quite a lot of it to write. It was always part of the plan, mostly up until this year, writing-wise. We haven't gotten there publication-wise yet. But mostly it was writer's guides and stuff like that. However, I've discovered that there's a stack of ideas growing for nonfiction books, and we seem to be at a historical moment when such things are deeply ached for. We've got a lot of people who are desperate to learn how to think, how to think for themselves, how to recognize dogmas and evaluate them instead of just adopting them. The lockdown particularly has precipitated a tremendous amount of curiosity that was hitherto locked up in the daily rhythm and grind and anodyne of everyday life. But the anodyne pleasures of everyday life simply aren't doing it anymore, and people are starting to get really interested in learning stuff. And so a lot of book ideas that have flitted across my mind from time to time and have made it into the index card pile of books to write someday have suddenly gotten bumped near the top.
It doesn't help that some of our anodyne pleasures are definitely on hold because Hollywood is also locked down, or was locked down for months and months and months.
Well, and before that happened, for the last 3 or 4 years, it's been sliding further and further toward creative bankruptcy. And this isn't just due to ideological wars. It's due to some major underlying economic shifts in how the business works.
Can we never see a reboot again?
Oh, God.
Please, Hollywood. Just, I don't care what you do and what you put in your movies. There's no more reboots.
Yeah, if you want to remake stuff, remake movies that were not done well the first time but had an interesting idea. But because of what streaming has done and because of the generational changeover where the boomers were the generation upon which Hollywood got huge, there were so many of them, endless appetite for movies. And then my generation, the Xers, we're tiny, smallest generation as percentage of population in world history. And then, but there was a small Xer generation worldwide. There's no millennials worldwide. Smaller millennial generation than Xers worldwide is everywhere except here and New Zealand and France, at least in the developed world. Which means that the audience and the
places where studios can make their money back is rapidly changing, and they don't know how to cope with it. And so they've been fleeing towards guaranteed sure things, which, of course, even in entertainment, never are. The last two Star Trek series have been losers money-wise, partly because they've been losers creatively, but partly because the audience has changed and they haven't changed in the direction that the creative people anticipated, because the creative people are in a bubble at the moment, which is a problem business-wise. But some of the new Star Wars stuff hasn't done very well either. And that, if you ever had a sure thing in entertainment, it should have been Star Wars. But you can evidently even lose that biggest baked-in audience in history. And what's happening right now is in that business is the money people are figuring out that sure things aren't. They've really gone to the well so many times with the big franchises that they're wearing out their welcome. So there's going to have to be a big shift there for that to work. So even before the lockdown, those anodyne pleasures were getting more and more anodyne and less pleasurable. But for a variety of reasons, there's intellectual and aesthetic hunger out there. And so it's not so much a pivot as I'm bringing more of that online, but I'm not abandoning fiction. I'm also back to writing fiction, and I will continue to write more fiction because I've got a lot of that to write, too. What was the second half of the question? Oh, so it's not exactly a pivot. It's more like adding a second leg to the stool in much more earnest than I had expected to at this point in my career. But watch this space. Meanwhile, if you want to see me roughing out my newest nonfiction book in real time, subscribe to my Substack at jdanielsawyer.substack.com. The link is in the show notes. If you would like to support me over there, it would greatly help because this one takes a lot of research and it's a nice big stretch, and really any little bit helps. Speaking of which, there have been three or four of you who have either just jumped in as supporters to this podcast or have upped your contributions, and I can't thank you enough. I can't tell you how much it helps. If any of you have been thinking of doing that and are on the fence, please jump in. And if you're thinking of doing that and you're on the fence and you'd like to see some more value add, send me some ideas for how to do that. Right now we're doing the film commentaries and we've got the show archives up, and later this year we are going to be pulling the show archives from the main site, so that's more of a value add there. Those of you who've been listening all this time, it won't affect you really, unless you like to go back and listen quite a bit, but hopefully that will help drive new listeners to the support options. But if there's anything else we can do to incentivize you to come along and join the fray, let us know, because we'd love to do that. And if you can't afford to do that, please at least tell your friends. Leave a review on iTunes, review us on your blog, anything you can do to push more people here, because there's more changes coming to the cast, and hopefully that will also broaden its appeal beyond just people who like to write or who are interested in creativity, even though that will remain our core focus. And hopefully the things that we're bringing online will be good for those of you who've been here forever as well. Thank you very much for the question, Ian, and we'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.